Good morning. My name is Stephanie Letney, and this is City Daily. When the idea was thrown out for me to do one of these episodes, I can't say there wasn't an element of peer pressure involved. An element of everyone else is doing it, but of a knowing within myself that a part of my Lent journey this year is showing up in these spaces. So, I would like for you to join me on my journey of showing up here. Let's read. Matthew 5, verse 3 through 16. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I have to say, I was once quite the salty individual, in both the spiritual sense as well as the colloquial sense. I was fully present in any and every room I walked into. No fear, no hesitation, no question of whether I should or shouldn't speak or be involved in anything with the goal of pointing people to Christ. No question or hesitation of whether to say yes to a podcast or not. And then life happened. I went through medical training. We had kids. People I loved dearly, aged and past. Compassion fatigue, mixed with general and pointed chaos from being in healthcare and ministry, with a pandemic thrown on top. I'm sure it was gradual, but it felt so sudden that one day I looked around and I was just hurt and tired. The salt was no longer salty. I didn't even want to be salty anymore. The light, while still there, was definitely not as bright. And what was left, I only wanted to preserve. It was time to take a break. Rest was needed, and believe me, we took it. I was angry. I cried a lot. I went to therapy. And then I was angry some more. But eventually, between the rest, space, and the work of healing, the light started getting brighter. I felt more like myself. Prayer and therapy and forgiveness turned into peace. And then there came a point where the exhaustion was over. And then I was just coasting. I knew it wasn't meant to last forever. But once I leaned into that season of rest, I was ready to just stay there. But it did change from an initial goal of pursuing healing to then just to prevent any more hurt, to keep my heart protected by minimizing my passions and convincing myself that my passions would only cause problems. Clock in and out of church, just like I clock in and out of work. Keep talk superficial, don't engage fully. Don't get too excited, don't be too passionate, don't be too bright, and definitely don't be too salty. And then the opportunity came. That fork in the road, to stay where I was. It was easy, it was simple, but there was no longer any growth. Or Do I awaken from this very comfy slumber to take the brighter burning light out from under the bushel and be salty again? I can't say it's easy. Every time I say yes to something new or that I know is a sore spot, part of me wants to check back out. But when I look at Jesus' words, I don't see, "Blessed are the comfortable, for they will inherit the kingdom of God," or "Blessed are the self-reliant, for they shall be comforted." So, if this is your season to regain some of that saltiness and some of that brightness that seems to have gotten lost somewhere, I invite you to rediscover it, reclaim it, and show up at the table. There's always room, especially for you. Matthew 5, verse 3 through 16. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.